The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
And welcome to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM on your radio. And also, they have a really great app, WCWP Radio, and you can listen live and it's nice and clear. So there's a lot of different ways to listen to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio. Today's show is really a wonderful full show, and we have a lot of guests. Co-host today is Otto Loos. We have Otto back. He took a little break last week. I think he had a golf game or a bowling game or
no, actually it was golf and fishing.
golf and fishing. At the same time. Like, are you fishing with golf?
Golf out in Orient Point. One day golf, next day fishing. We caught two fish between five of us.
Great. We missed you, Otto. We had a great show last week, and today's show is going to be great too. And Christina Liu, our radio show producer extraordinaire, pulled this show together as she does every show every week as we slowly approach our 10-year anniversary with Project Independence and You. So our first guests today are from Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Long Island. We have Lauren LaRaw, who is the program manager. And we have Meredith Michaels, who's the Director of Development, and Christy Drzezinski, Drew, and who's a big sister, and Diamond, who's a little sister. So this is so wonderful to have you all on. We're really looking forward to hearing about the program, what it's all about, you know. I know that you guys are, you know, you need strong fundraising. So we'll talk about that, how to best support big brothers, big sisters. So I don't know who wants to go first. We have four wonderful guests. I guess like a little background at first on big brothers and big sisters of Long Island.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us. We're thrilled to be here. And we're just really appreciative that you guys are involving us in this. So thank you. I guess I'll just start by just sharing a little bit about our organization, just so you guys have some background on how we got here, how we specifically are in Long Island. And then we can dive a little bit more into, you know, what our main role is, which is mentorship. So just our mission, just to start things off, is to create and support one-to-one mentoring relationships that ignite the power and promise of youth. And really that just means that we believe that every child should have the opportunity to reach his or her full potential. And the way that we do this is that we provide one-to-one mentoring between a child and an adult, and we refer to them as bigs and littles. So you might hear that throughout the interview today. To come together and have some consistency and support from one another and share in really fun activities and memories. And Drew and Diamond will certainly share more about what they've done together. But that is what our organization is all about: mentorship and providing support, resources, tools, and connections in ways that our individual families and children involved can benefit from that. And it not only does it start with just mentorship and time together, but there are so many other ways that we support our bigs and littles, especially our littles, throughout the year, through activities, providing tickets to different things. Thankfully, the world is opening up a little bit more, so we can have more in-person events and do more of those activities that our bigs and littles look forward to every year. But we have things from celebrating different holidays to doing volunteer give back programs. We have a scholarship that we give every year. We do back to school shopping events. We just had a summer readiness event where they got to go shopping for summer supplies. So it really there's a huge range of the opportunities that our bigs and littles have throughout the year. But it's all tied to that one-to-one mentoring ship. So we're so thrilled that here on Long Island, we've been open for about a little over 40 years. And our national organization, which we are under an umbrella of, because we are a local chapter, they started back in the 1970s. So this has been a longstanding national organization. And locally here on Long Island, we've been serving the Long Island population for a little over 4 years. So that's a little bit about our organization. I don't know if you have any specific questions on that.
I do. Sure.
I just wanted to clarify, that was Meredith Michael, who's the director of development.
Right. My question is, the people involved obviously are the bigs and the littles. How do the littles get involved with the program? What steers them there? You know, is it a member of a family, or could it possibly be a parent who gets them involved, or how does it happen? Like Diamond, as an example, how did she get involved with being a little within this program?
Into that. So I never used to like to go out places. Like, I'd always be very introverted and stay home and do my thing. And my grandma always saw a problem with that. So one day she had pulled me and my sister into the room and she was like, I want you guys to try something, specifically you, Diamond, and me off the bat. I was like, no thanks. Like, I'm good. I don't want to do it. And she was like, can you please just try for me? And I was like, what is it? And she was like, I'm going to sign you up for a program called Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And basically what you're going to get is a big sister. And I was like, I already have one. Then why do I need another one? Like, I don't understand what you're trying to ask me. And she was like, well, basically she'll take you out to places and you can make like new friends and you could do more things because you never go nowhere. And you can go to like the movies and to like festivals. They have programs and stuff. And right off the bat, she caught me on movies. I was like, can you go to the movies? She's like, yeah, totally. You can go to the movies. She'll take you places. They have like these Walmart shop trips. They have mad things that you could try. And I was like, no. And she was like, please try this for me. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. So then I had a first big. And we used to go to friendlies and we painted rocks and stuff. We went to the park. We tried new ice cream shops, all of that. And that's basically how I got into it.
Now, it was your grandmother who got you into it? So like on a typical scenario, is it a family member or, you know?
Yes. So typically a family member will reach out to us and let us know that they're interested in enrolling their child into the program. And we will then reach out. We'll give them an overview of the program. We'll set up an interview with them. We've been doing interviews via Zoom recently. And we'll have the interview and we'll get them prepared for becoming part of our program.
And also there, you know, sometimes the schools are connected with us and they refer children to our program. A lot of it is word of mouth. Sometimes someone's just driving by and they see one of our trucks and they say, oh, I want to learn more about this. And then you have other scenarios like Diamond shared where family and family friends, they see the connection and they want to make the introduction. And then, of course, for anyone who's listening that is interested in learning more, our website is www.bbbsli.org. And you can learn all about becoming a big, a little, and getting involved that way.
I'm curious about a lot of it. It's such a wonderful program. I have a lot of questions. I'm wondering what the age range is for the littles. I'm wondering how the match is made. What's the process? Like, how many volunteers do you have and how do you make that fit? Like, how do you know it's going to work with these? And, you know, and also, and we can go on, this is a lot of questions and I'll kind of go over them again. You know, if I'm going to set up my child, I certainly want to make sure that the bigs are vetted. I'm sure Diamond's grandma was, you know, curious about that too. So, you know, there's a lot of information, I'm curious about, and I guess just really, what is the age range of the littles and like, do they age out?
Sure. So we accept littles starting at the age of 7 and up to the age of 16, but a child can stay enrolled in our program till either they graduate high school or finish their first year through college. But just because they're no longer part of Big Brothers Big Sisters doesn't mean they don't stay in touch with their big. A lot of times they may age out of our program, but they still stay connected with their big brother, big sister.
We have stories where they were in their weddings, they were at their college graduations, they're still friends with them. I mean, it's, you know, even though it may end on, you know, within paperwork, as Lauren's saying, the relationship continues, and it's pretty incredible how long, and it's a forever bond for many of them.
Do they ever become bigs?
Can I ask that? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll find that a lot of littles will later either become bigs, or when they're working and in a position to get involved, they'll start coming to events. They'll want to donate and sponsor and get their companies involved. So I think there's a big pay it forward component. And I know that's a big piece of Drew and Diamond's experience. And I'll let Drew share, you know, the value of how she feels giving back and volunteering is something that she incorporates into her interactions with Diamond. But as Lauren said, there are age parameters in place. And then I know you were asking what the process looks like. So maybe Lauren can take you through what that looks like from applying and then, you know, going through the process, and then the same for a big, because that may give a little bit more understanding of that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So when, like I said before, when a little wants to be part of the program or a parent wants to enroll their child, they contact us, we bring them in, we interview them, we make sure that they're appropriate for the program, that they're not in need of other services. If they are in need of other services before they can get matched, we provide referrals to those services, but keep in touch with the families to make sure that once they get their other needs met, they can come back and participate in the program. Once they're ready to be matched, we look and see if we have bigs in the program who live within a certain parameter of them, who share the same hobbies and interests. If they have a career goal, we would look and see if we had a big who was in that profession that we could match them with. And then we would make that match. Similarly, when a big is interested in becoming part of our program, they too go through the orientation process where they find out about what the commitment is. They find out what it entails to be a mentor. They go through an intensive interview and screening process. So they get interviewed by a trained staff person. We thoroughly screen them. We thoroughly train them. We make sure that they're also appropriate for the program. And then once they go through that screening process, we check references, we check driving history, we check criminal backgrounds. And once they've gone through all of that, they've received their training, then we see kind of what littles are ready to be matched with them.
Okay, we're actually going to take a short break. I do have a bunch more questions, and we're going to, I'd love to speak a little bit more with Diamond. We'll be right back with Project Independence and you here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org.